Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case for loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So each year we talk about hurricane season. And in the last few years, even though hurricane season starts June 1st, we would speak of it earlier because they noticed that hurricane season is starting before June 1st. And in fact, they had suggested that hurricane season not start June 1st, but maybe May 15th. Each year, they tell us it's going to be an above average, it's going to be an above average. And sadly, we've had some bad, bad hurricanes. Last year, not as bad as previous years. This year, it's going to be hopefully a near to slightly below average year. Hallelujah, praise the Lord. And that's because of El Nino. El Nino is a little protective for the Atlantic hurricane activity. Not as protective for the Pacific, but it is protective for Atlantic. And so we are still expecting, I think, 14 tropical storms. I have the names of what the storms are going to be listed as. But we're not completely out of the woods. Last year, we expected to have 19 named storms, surpassing the 14.4 mean. This year, they're expecting about 14. Now, in terms of the number of hurricanes, usually in an average year, it's about 7. Hurricane days, about 27. Major hurricanes, about 3 to 4. Now, these hurricanes are based on their wind strength. So category 1 would be a 74 to 95 miles per hour. I've lived in areas where we've clocked 75 mile an hour winds. But we don't call it a hurricane if there's no storm and water and all that. But we've had bad winds. 74 is not a lot to make category 1. Category 2, you have to have at least 96 miles an hour winds. Category 3, at least 111 miles an hour winds. Category 4, 130 mile an hour winds. Category 5, over 157. The damage, you can have damage with any of them, but it gets extensive by a Category 2, so 96 mile an hour winds. It's a devastating Category 3, and then catastrophic for 4 and 5. They say in any given year, the Atlantic Ocean averages 12 to 14 named storms, 6 becoming hurricanes, 3 becoming major. Major meaning over Category 3. Hurricane Katrina, back in 2005, was at one point in the Gulf a Category 5. When it made landfall, it was actually a Category 3. So you could see how much damage a Category 3 can do. Hurricane Katrina killed 1,800 people, caused $108 billion in damage. Now, the deadliest hurricane to ever hit U.S. soil was the Great Galveston Hurricane in 1900. 10,000 people died. And it, I can't say it's because of the great strength of it or it's because they didn't have any warning in 1900. But Galveston got hit very, very hard. So any given hurricane season will be dependent on El Nino or La Nina. El Nino is this ocean atmospheric interaction between sea surface temperatures that rise near the equatorial Pacific. It causes increased wind shear in the Atlantic equatorial region. That is linked to a less active hurricane season. La Nina, the opposite, is below average sea surface temperatures extending from the western to eastern Pacific, but it forecasts more serious hurricane season. I think we've had 3 La Ninas the last few years, so that's why we had previously been anticipating heavier than normal. So hopefully it'll be lighter. Water temperatures in the Atlantic and Caribbean, as well as monsoon activity coming off of West Africa, increases our hurricane activity. So the names for the 2023 hurricane season, I always like to predict how bad they are based on the names, are Arlene, Brett, Cindy, Dawn, Emily, Franklin, Gert. Okay, I'm telling you right now, Gert. I bet Gert is going to fizzle out in the Atlantic. It sounds like it would really, you know, but usually whenever there's a Gert or a Bert, it doesn't go far. There's a Harold, but there's an Idalia, not Dahlia. Dahlias will kind of steer to the right. Look a little, yeah. But Idalia, that could be a bad one. Hurricane Jose, Hurricane Katia, that'd be a little worried about. Hurricane Lee, Mike, Margot, Nigel, Ophelia, Philip, Rena, Sean, Tammy, Vince, Whitney. By the way, they have more names for Atlantic, just in case we go through them. Additional names are Adria, Braylon, Caridad, Deshaun, Emery, Foster, Gemma, Heath, Isla, Jacobus. That could be a tough one. Kenzie, Lucio, Michaela, Nolan, Orlando. I think Orlando's going to hit Orlando. Pax, Ronan, Sophie, Tayshawn, Viviana, and Will. I don't know if I have the, let me see if I have the Pacific names. Yeah. Adrian Beatrice, Hurricane Beatrice. Calvin, Dora, Eugene, Fernanda, Greg, Hillary, Irwin, Jova, Kenneth, Lydia, Max, Norma, Otis, Pilar, Ramon, Selma, Todd, Hurricane Todd, Veronica, Wiley, Zena, York, and Zelda. I'm telling you right now, Zelda's going to be a tough one. By the way, if you notice, it's always either Zelda or Zeke. We don't have a lot of Z names. So they keep using the same one, Zelda or Zeke. Same thing, we always have either a Yolanda or York. Yeah, it's fascinating. Because they have trouble finding new names. I could come up with the Zizix and, yeah. So we are, though, all hands on deck watching Mawar. This is the strongest typhoon in decades that's approaching Guam. It's Category 4 on the Saffir-Simpson scale. It's approaching Guam and the Mariana Islands. We are expecting life-threatening flooding and damaging winds. Guam and the Mariana Islands are bracing for impacts. That's supposed to happen very soon. It's now called a super typhoon. They believe it could reach a Category 5. We'll keep you posted. 1-877-DOCTOR. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely. Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com, or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason, our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So one of our listeners had asked if they should put none of the above or not answer the gender questions and the disability questions on these job applications. So I don't know if any of you have applied for a job recently. A good part of the application will discuss equal opportunity, some of the government guidelines, and will ask you what your race is. White, Caucasian, Hispanic, African-American. And I'll go through a list. There's also none of the above. And on some applications, it might say you don't have to answer. But I know some people have been kind of concerned because they're afraid that whatever they put will prevent them from being chosen if they're looking for a certain demographic. Then there's a page on disability. They give you a list of things that could qualify for a disability. And then I believe even irritable bowel is on there, hearing, there's a whole bunch of things. And then you would answer if you have a disability or not. I believe there's a choice to say, I do not wish to answer. Then they ask if you are a protected veteran and if you qualify. And I'm not a veteran, so I tell them that. So I answer all the questions. But many of you are a little concerned that if you answer questions, honestly, you won't get the job. And so you want to get the job because you've applied a lot online and you've gotten passed over. I'm telling you right now, a lot of these online job postings are ghost jobs. Don't feel bad if you're not getting these positions. Every single person I've talked to who is looking for a job or even a part-time job or an additional job, I had looked at some extra journalistic reviewing, editing, things like that. There's so many job postings that it's not you. In the older days, it used to be you. You go in for an interview, they didn't like you, you didn't get the job. Now it's they want to maybe hire internally. So well, I know there's a lot of companies that are going to hire internally, but they have to put the ad out there because that's the, I guess, I don't know if there's a law or there's rules with the national brand where you have to show you're opening it up to outside, even though you have no intention whatsoever of hiring from the outside. So don't feel bad. And with that, don't lie on the application to get the job. Because, you know, if you're going to lie about being a gender or a race to hopefully get the job, that could pose problematic. Because it's not that you're just getting your foot into the door. If they are looking for a certain demographic, they are going to make sure you're of that demographic in case it comes up later. Many companies don't want to look like they're not being inclusive and not being diverse. So they are going to want to be very well aware of who will allow them to qualify for that sort of stature of being diverse. So, you know, if you've done your 23andMe and Ancestry and you had a little peg on a country that appeared to be an outlier but wasn't, I don't think that's enough for you to say you're of that demographic. So just be honest about it. But should you choose not to answer? That's an interesting question, because I don't know if that could hurt you. Again, if the job, you know, I understand, if the job has that and they want to glean, then, and you're being honest and you wouldn't qualify because you're white or whatever, I could see why you might say, well, let me not answer, and then maybe they'll look at my application. I can't advise that. I don't know much about how that process works. I would think that a recruiter, if they saw does not wish to answer, they might not be as, or I don't want to say recruiter, but HR might look to the ones that did answer. So there's a chance that could put you on a pile where, like, well, this person didn't want to answer, so I could already assume it's not going to help us with some of the criteria we need to meet. On the flip side, if you really feel like you aren't going to get the job and you don't wish to answer, that's your choice. I would definitely consult with somebody who's a little better at that than me. You know, I do help people get jobs and resume review, and I know a lot of industries, I'm definitely no expert in that, and there's a lot of questions on, you know, if you think they're looking for a female, should you say you identify as female? If you think they're looking for Latino, should you identify as one? I understand some people are getting desperate because they're on their 100th job application. All I can tell you, though, is if they think you lied, you're out of that job. So don't waste your time trying to get a job that you can get fired from. Gotta be honest. There's individuals who have pretended to be a certain race and look at how that worked out for them. the media made a, it was a free-for-all. So it's these are questions. Now, interestingly, there's a lawsuit going on right now. A scientist is suing the University of California, Santa Cruz, because he was required to submit a diversity, equity, and inclusion statement on his job application. Former University of Toronto professor J.D. Heltigen claims his First Amendment rights were violated by the requirement, and the lawsuit was filed. The DEI prompt, diversity, equity, inclusion prompt, requires applicants to give examples of a candidate's past contributions to diversity, demonstrate an understanding of the particular diversity and equity-related issues and needs in the candidate's field or in higher education more generally, and or discuss the candidate's vision for how they might make contributions to diversity in the future. The statements are then scored by school officials who use a rubric to grade them from 1 to 5 based on the applicant's knowledge of DEI, experience with it, and plans to advance it. The school has been actually doing this since 2005. So, Haltigan is a developmental psychologist, says he was asked to provide a DEI statement after finding the job opening that he felt he was qualified for. And he said, many public intellectuals, academics, legislators, and investigative journalists have raised alarms about the use of the DEI rubric on several grounds, including civil rights discrimination, and more generally, the degradation of academic research and teaching at the university setting. I share these views and believe the DEI rubric in the academy has also contributed to create a corrosive and hostile environment that is intolerant of viewpoint diversity and is anathema to high quality research and teaching. So he has, I guess, now sued. And so, you know, it's interesting. There's, as we said, especially in the academic world, which by the way, it's fascinating how the academic world is trying to balance this. As I told you, before, you know, transgenders sharing locker rooms and bathrooms, there was a lot of Title IX training everybody had to go through to make sure nobody walked out of a bathroom with their fly down, nobody showed body parts, don't be leaning into your assistant with your groin, you know, keep the penis away from the workplace, to now, okay, no, you can, it's okay to see another body part in the bathroom. Because we are being diverse to include transgender individuals in the bathroom. So academia has struggled to try to figure out how to be on the precipice of advancement and progress, where, but on the flip side, then they fall into, now schools are separating black individuals from white individuals. I thought we're not supposed to segregate. And now there's actually schools separating people of race. That is, so there's the pendulum keeps swinging, and I think they're falling all over each other and making some big mistakes. In terms of showing that in academia that you understand that there can be, and I've been asked in academic settings, you know, are you aware that some students may not have learning abilities and objectives that can be met as other individuals? Absolutely. There's people of lower income status. They might not have computer access. You know, it's on us to help. We're supposed to teach the students, so we're supposed to work with the tools we have and to work with the tools they have. But it'll be interesting to see where this goes. 1-877 Doc Felly.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. immediately. You're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
USA News Update, an independent analysis group, the Bipartisan Policy Center, says the U.S. faces an elevated risk of default in the first half of June without the debt ceiling going up. The big variable, it says, is how much tax revenue comes in. This is the White House and the House Speaker and staffers continue to try to find a debt ceiling and budget deal. A 19-year-old from suburban St. Louis is, according to the Secret Service, the man who crashed a U-Haul truck into barricades at Lafayette Park across from the White House last night. New homes are selling well these days, up 4% year over year from in April. Big gains are in the South and Midwest. Workers at another Starbucks hope to go union. This one's in downtown San Jose, California. It's the 23rd Starbucks in California to vote to unionize. About 300 nationwide have done so, but despite all those votes, none has resulted in a contract. Rich Johnson, USA News.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So we are told that Florida Governor Ron DeSantis will announce his run for president tomorrow night. It's going to happen on Twitter in a conversation with Elon Musk. So, yeah, when individuals do this, there's a lot of media attention, and I guess there's value. And so I don't understand why it has to be a big announcement. Everybody's been already talking about it for the longest time. So to me, it's not news, but I guess these announcements are things that go into the history books, and so they want to document it, and I get it. So now that's good. And I guess he gets along with Elon Musk. I thought Elon Musk got along with Trump. But, you know, interestingly, President Trump, didn't he say he was not going to go back to Twitter? I don't know if he has, But, you know, he has Truth Social. So Elon Musk is technically his competitor. So I think that's kind of fascinating. Maybe Elon Musk is showing support for DeSantis. I haven't really been following that. I think, to me, I really don't want to get into this next year. We're there. And it is, believe it or not, we're almost at the halfway mark for 2023. It's been a poop show and a half. And we haven't even hit the half year mark. Are you kidding me? I'm going to leave Dodge for a few days, and I just hope you guys all fix everything by the time I get back. So sources have confirmed that Florida governor, who is 44 years old, is going to hold a Twitter Spaces. I didn't even know Twitter Spaces is a thing. I'm on Twitter, but not a lot. I'm not paying the $11 a month for the check mark. By the way, I do get it, and I think Elon Musk does have a right to charge. Why not? People are using it for advertising. They're promoting things on it. Why should it be free? I just think $11 is a little too much. But, you know, he's a businessman, and he knows how to run a business, and he's monetizing. I just don't want to spend that money. $11 a month is a lot of money. But things are going to definitely take an interesting turn. If you didn't hear enough from Trump, you're going to hear a lot more now that DeSantis is out there. And I'm really mixed on what the GOP needs to do. I think Biden running again, as I've said before, it's something that he had to do. The Democrats would have struggled if Biden didn't, because that would have looked like the GOP was right. Many people had said that Biden would not last the 8 years, so why vote him in? And the Democrats are like, no, he's got longevity. He's our man. If we want him to be president, we want him for all 8 years. So if Biden had not and stepped down, that would look bad. Or it would have looked like he was conceding or admitting to defeat, that his policies didn't work. So he had to double down. The GOP have options. But if the border crisis continues to be, you know, when you look at what was popular in Trump's base, border policy was very popular. His economy before COVID was very popular. His being open about how conservatives were treated differently than Democrats. If those things are seen by enough voters and agreed upon, you know, he's got a chance back to the White House. A lot of people say, well, Trump has so much drama. DeSantis doesn't bring the drama. DeSantis has, you know, again, DeSantis doesn't have the drama that Trump does have. Many individuals, though, who like DeSantis like Trump, many individuals who dislike DeSantis dislike Trump for similar policies. But remember, part of the drama that Trump had, such as the Russian collusion and all that, has now been proven to have been, as he always said, a hoax. Fake news, misinformation. And so indictment after indictment request and lawsuit after lawsuit. People are starting to look at that as they keep going after him. If that wasn't true, what is true? And so it's going to be very interesting. Some people may say, you know, let's just, I don't know what it is, but let's just go with somebody safer. Others might say, he's right. This is unfair. There's corruption in the FBI, the DOJ, the Biden family, corruption. And so it depends on how people perceive what's been happening. But DeSantis' campaign is going to be about what he did for Florida, how he's fighting woke. DeSantis, even though there's a lot of things he agrees in or his policy parallels Trump's, he is riding on the I am fighting back against woke. And as we've seen with the Bud Light, as we're seeing with Adidas and some of these other boycotts, there's a big push to try to slow down on some of these woke objectives that seem to be pervading now everything. And, you know, the Bud Light backlash is really taking a financial toll. And you have individuals who, they may not be Republican or Democrat, but they just don't want to feel like every time they try to watch a TV show or watch sports, it gets thrown down their face. See, this is my issue. I love progress. I love diversity. I love equity. Who doesn't? But can I get through a football game where it's just football? Can I get through a movie? You know, the more they do that, the more it puts us back. Every time I watch a television show or a movie that rams down your throat, you see how we're making the top fighter pilot a woman. You see how we're making this person a woman. You see how she's the best. It's a woman. You really had to go through that great lengths to show a woman could be a fighter pilot. The fact that you're trying to ram it down your throats is insulting. It's almost like, look at what you did to make it happen. Women can be fighter pilots. Women can be presidents and politicians, and women can do whatever we want. We don't need a movie to show that it is such a unique thing that their movie made that happen. It's embarrassing to us. And that's kind of what they're doing. And I think a lot of people want to say, look, I just want to get through the movie. Have a diverse cast. Don't do anything discriminatory, stereotypical, but don't be, okay, you see what we did here? You see what we did here? It's just, you know, the changing stories, and I think everybody is so afraid of being canceled. And I think there is a bipartisan push to not be canceled. How many people have had to, of both sides of the political parties, felt the backlash of doing something that risked them getting canceled? And then they had to, some of them haven't even been able to recover. So I think people would like to be able to breathe a little easier. People would like to think that if they did date somebody or make out with somebody at a club 25 years ago, that they're not going to be branded a predator for the rest of their lives. You know, they, people are nervous about where we're going with this. So it'll be interesting to see what happens. 1-877-DOCTOR-SELLY.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action. Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out.
Chihibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
It's all too obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. American families are talking about a future of food shortages, banks failing, society breaking down, and what seems like the setup for the apocalypse. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are leaning into self-reliance, investing in emergency food storage now more than ever. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, has made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their best-selling 3-month emergency food kit. You get tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on 3-month emergency food kits at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare for what we all know is coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
All right, we're here back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Well, every few months, the World Health Organization reminds us that something bigger and badder is on the way. And so, again, we have another warning coming yesterday saying we need to be, as a planet, ready for a disease even deadlier than COVID. They've been saying this for years, even before COVID. They said, there's something coming around the bend. We're going to call it a disease X for now. And we're like, well, what is this disease X? What does it look like? Can I take an antibiotic? Can I get a vaccine for it? Like, we don't know what it is yet. Then COVID came, and they're like, that wasn't it. There's something else. So then people wondered, what do they know that we don't? Because if it wasn't COVID, what are they expecting? But I think they're right. I'm going to give them the benefit of the doubt. I think we are very unprepared. We spoke about that earlier in the show. Dr. Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus told the World Health Assembly Forum that the threat of another public health crisis could not be kicked down the road. He also claimed that despite the darkest days of the pandemic, according to Daily Mail, being consigned to history, a doomsday COVID variant with the power to send the world back to square one could still spawn. Oh, hell no. I'm not going to want that again. Lockdowns and people calling the police on each other for flipping masks. It was BS. In Geneva, Switzerland, Dr. Tedros said the threat of another variant emerging that causes new surges of disease and death remains, and the threat of another pathogen emerging with even deadlier potential remains. So what are some of these other big priority diseases that pose the biggest health risk? Well, if you remember, back in 2000, it's interesting. I think there's a typo here. They say this list came out in 2018, okay? But it says COVID-19. Is on there. No, COVID-19. Do they know about COVID-19 in 2018? That's interesting. Crimean Congo hemorrhagic fever, Ebola virus disease and the Marburg virus disease, Lassa fever, MERS, and severe acute respiratory syndrome. MERS is Middle East respiratory syndrome, coronavirus. Nipah and Henipa viral diseases, Rift Valley fever, Zika, and yet an unknown disease. So he was speaking as about how they're outstretched. They have so many things they need to do. They need more funding. He unveiled a new global scheme to spot and track the most dangerous pathogens at an annual meeting of its 194 member states. Disease X is still a placeholder. It's on the UN agency's list of pressing threats, this disease X. But the fact that they didn't think COVID was disease X is fascinating to me. I don't think COVID's disease X either. But how are they so sure that COVID is not disease X? Disease X was supposed to be the next disease that was on its way, that was going to massively kill humans, be hard to control, and we were going to be unprepared. COVID could have been X, but they're like, that's not it. And I agree. I agree that COVID was not natural in its happening. It might have been an accident, but the COVID outbreak wasn't natural. And the reason why I could say that is in history, there's always a natural occurring calamity, whether it's flooding or earthquakes or a disease process. COVID was in a lab. And when you confine a species to an environment that's not their own, it could change. And to me, there was some artificial, even if it wasn't done advertently, but it was inadvertent, the virus was not in its normal state. And it was either allowed on its own to mutate or somebody helped it along. And then it got leaked. This is why Jurassic Park wasn't that far off. Not that we're going to have dinosaurs roam the earth, but when you tinker with nature, bad things can happen. Now, I agree we need to study these diseases. We have tons of labs studying these diseases. I believe that if we think China or Russia or Iran has a bioweapon, we need to study that biological species and make sure we have an antidote, or which would mean we would have it in our lab. Gain-of-function research has been pretty cloudy because you don't want anybody purposefully making something a deadly pathogen like could have happened with COVID. But you'll have many labs that could be accused of that if they're studying the same virus for an antidote. And so gain-of-function research implies intent. Even though somebody could accidentally mess with it and cause it to be deadly, gain-of-function meaning you are trying to improve the function to make it a weapon. Some of us believe China did that with COVID. Others think, well, it was an accident. But either way, that was not the naturally occurring. And I think this syndrome or disease X that the World Health Organization is talking about is supposed to be something that is coming our way that we're not ready for. All of our antibiotic overuse, all of our sitting at home without vitamin D and being around artificial lights, all our poor eating, our poor exercise, our obesity, our lack of resilience. Because we've been vaccinating so much, our body doesn't make their own, you know, enough of its own sort of immunity or whatever the theory is. Yeah, I do believe a syndrome X can come after us. And are we ready? No. Do we have public health officials that people trust? No. Not after what happened with COVID and them taking advantage. So we've had a variety of different plagues and things throughout history. There was the Antonine Plague. I think that was 180 A.D. Killed 5 million people. Plague of Justinian. I think that was in the 540 A.D.s. Killed about 50 million. Japanese smallpox endemic in the 700s. Killed 1 million. The bubonic plague in the 1300s, called the Black Death, killed 200 million. Smallpox throughout the 17th and 18th centuries killed 56 million. There was the 17th century Great Plagues. Not exactly sure what that could have been, if it was the bacteria or not. 3 million. 18th century Great Plagues killed 600,000. There was a huge cholera 6 outbreak that killed 1 million between 1817 and 1923. Something called the Third Plague in 1855 killed 12 million. We had yellow fever kill hundreds of thousands in the late 1800s. Spanish flu in 1918 to 1919 killed 40 to 50 million. Russian flu killed about 1 million right before then. The Asian flu in 1957-1958 killed 1.1 million. Hong Kong flu killed about 1 million between 1968 and 1970. The names have not been changed yet. We do think that the Asian flu might have allowed people to have resilience against H1N1 back in 2009, because a lot of older individuals ended up being resistant to it. The HIV epidemic killed about 25 to 35 million still. We had swine flu, killed 200,000. SARS killed 770 individuals. Ebola, 11,300. MERS, 850. And then coronavirus, MERS killed more than that. Yeah, I think this is typo. So sadly, we've had a lot of bad pathogens. 1-877, Dr. Tommy.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.